Praise the Lord, we can come together again.
感谢主，我们在这里能够一起再次聚集。
We will focus, still on the same book, the book of Revelation.
我们今天接着继续在神面前读神的最后一篇启示录。
Let's turn our Bible to, chapter 19 today.
我们今天读的是启示录十九章。我们打开圣经到启示录十九章。
Right. I will read alternatively with my brother here. I will read the odd verses in English. My brother will read the even verses in Mandarin.
我在这里和我的弟兄交替的读这个话语，神的话语。我读单数节，我弟兄读双数节，双数节英文，单数节双数节中文，单数节英文。
Read and you listen carefully.
我在这里读，大家仔细听。
Chapter 19, Book of Revelation.
启示录十九章。
After these things, I heard, as it were, a loud voice, a great multitude in heaven saying, Hallelujah! Salvation and glory and power belong to our God.
他的判断是真实公义的。因他判断了那用淫行败坏世界的大淫妇，并且向淫妇讨留仆人血的罪，给他们伸冤。
And a second time, they said, Hallelujah! Her smoke rise up forever and ever.
那二十四长老与四活物就匍匐敬拜坐宝座的神说，阿们，哈利路亚。
And a voice came from the throne, saying, Give praise to our God, all you his bound servants, you who fear him, the small and the great.
我听见好像群众的声音，众水的声音，大雷的声音，说，哈利路亚，因为主我们的神，全能者作王了。
Let us rejoice and be glad.Give the glory to him, for the marriage of the Lamb has come, and his bride has made herself ready.
就蒙恩得穿光明洁白的细麻衣，这细麻衣就是圣徒所行的义。
And he said to me, Write, blessed are those who are invited to the marriage supper of the Lamb. And he said to me,These are the true words of God.
我就匍匐在他的脚前要拜他。他说：千万不可，我和你，并以那些为耶稣做见证的弟兄同是做仆人的，你要敬拜神，因为预言中的灵意乃是为耶稣做见证。
And I saw heaven opened, and behold, a white horse.And he who sat upon it is called faithful and true. In the righteousness he judges and wages war.
他的眼睛如火焰，他头上戴着许多冠冕，又有写着的名字，除了他自己没有人知道。
And he is clothed with a robe dipped in blood, and his name is called the Word of God.
在天上的众军骑着白马，穿着细麻衣，又白又洁，跟随他。
And from his mouth comes a sharp sword, so that with it he may smite the nations, and he will rule them with a rod of iron, and he treads the winepress of the fierce wrath of God, the Almighty.
在他衣服和大腿上有名写着说万王之王万主之主
And I saw an angel standing in the sun And he cried out with a loud voice Saying to all the birds which fly in mid-heaven Come, assemble for the great supper of God
可以吃君王与将军的肉壮士与马和骑马者的肉并一切自主的、为奴的以及大小人民的肉。
And I saw the beast and the kings of the earth and their armies assembled to make war against him, who sat upon the horse and against his army.
那兽被擒拿，那在兽面前成形骑士，迷惑兽神印记和拜兽像的假先知，也与兽同被擒拿。他们两个就活活地被扔在烧着硫磺的火湖里。
And the rest were killed with a sword which came from the mouth of him who sat upon the horse, and all the birds were filled with the flesh. Let's also turn another verse which we are familiar with. It's in the book of Hebrew, chapter 13.
我们打开圣经到另外一篇圣经，就是希伯来书。
Hebrew chapter 13.
十三章。
We will read verse 15.
十五节。
Through him, then let us continually offer up a sacrifice of praise to God, that is the fruit of lips that give thanks to his name.
我们应当靠着耶稣，常常以颂赞为祭献给神，这就是那承认主名之人嘴唇的果子。
So I want to underline the sacrifice of praise.
我这里要划一下，就是献祭为颂赞为祭。
I think as the children of God.
我想我们是神的儿女。
We should learn a precious lesson.
我们要在这里学一个宝贵的功课。
The author in both book, you see, the Revelation or the Hebrew, all encourage us to offer a special offering to God.
这两本书的作者，不同的作者，他们都讲了一个共同的事情，就是要把我们颂赞献为祭献给神。
That's right. So we should pay attention to that.
我们这里要注意这件事。
Recently, we focus on the sixth vision of this book of Revelation.
最近一段时间，我们都是讲的是第六个意象，就启示录的第六个意象。
Which cover a lot of content.
这第六个意象有很多的内容。
If you go turn your Bible to chapter 15, you will see that's the beginning of the sixth vision.
如果大家打开圣经到启示录的十五章的时候，那个是第六个意象的开始。
Right. If you open your Bible to chapter 15, the first verse said, "I saw another sign in heaven, great and marvelous, seven angels who had seven plagues, which are the last, because in them the wrath of God is finished."
十五章第一节就这样说，我又看见在天上有异象，大而且奇，就是七位天使掌管末了的七灾，因为神的大怒在这七灾中发尽了。
So you will start from here, chapter 15, all the way, 15, 16, 17, 18, 19, five chapters.
在这里有五个章节，十五、十六、十七、十八和十九章，五个章节。
And we have come to the final chapter of this vision, chapter 19.
我们现在到了这个第六个意象的最后一章，就是十九章。
We can review a little bit what is covered in these five chapters.
我们这里要重新来看一下这五个章节里面讲了什么。
If you have followed my instruction, draw a list. You have a sheet of paper. You write down according to the different milestone mentioned in the Bible in this revelation.
如果大家照我的以前的所讲的话，就是写一张，找一张纸，然后呢，在上面列出来这第六个意象， 从十五章到后面是怎样讲的
？You will see, begin with seven seals.
这个从七个印开始
，right? This is a scroll in God's hand.
有一个小书卷在神的手上
，in seal with seven seals.
就上面有七个印
，and then Jesus began to open this little scroll.
然后这个耶稣在这里打开这个小书卷。
The Bible will tell us, every seal open, something happened.
每一个印打开的时候就发生一些事情。
One, two, three, all the way to seventh seal.
一二三，一直到第七个印。
When you come to the seventh seal, you suddenly realize there's another seven, trumpets.
当打开第七个印的时候，大家会意识到还有一个，就是有七个号角。
Right.Then you will see the same way, one, two, three, all the way to the seventh trumpet.
然后大家看见有这样吹七个号，然后第一二三一直吹到第七号。
And when you come to the seventh trumpet, you will discover another seven, seven bowls.
到第七号的时候，又发现有另外一个事情，就是有七个碗。
Right. And then from seven bowl, then you will see, many, many things.Also happened. That is the seventh, that's chapter 15, the sixth vision.
到了七个碗的时候，大家又看见有一些事情发生，那就是十五章，就是第七个意象。
Seven bowls.
它第七个碗。
Right. So you will, from chapter 15 all the way down to chapter 19, there are, four important issues.
从第十五章到十九章的时候有四个很重要的事情。
Yeah. The first important thing are the seven bowls.
第一个重要的事情就是七个碗。
That's chapter 15.
这是十五章。
Yeah. And then you will see chapter 17, you will see judgment of the Babylon, the great harlot.
第十七章的时候，大家就看见就是大淫妇的审判。
That's chapter 17.
这是十七章。
And then chapter 18, you will see the judgment of the city of great Babylon.
第十八章这里讲到的就是审判这个巴比伦这个大城。
All these three things I talked previously.
这三件要紧的事情我以前讲了。
So,Today we come to the fourth things, the ending of this vision.
我们到了现在要讲第四个事情，就是这个第六个意象的结束。
So let's look at this chapter. See how many items the author told us.
我们看一下这个章节，讲看这个作者给了我们多少的细节。
From the first verse,
第一节。
All the way through sixth verse.
第一节到第六节。
That's first section.
这是第一个部分。
What do you see as the common theme in these six verses?
大家有没有看见在这个六节中有没有一个共同的一个看见
？One phrase.
一句话。
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
You see that?
大家看见没有
？See how many?Times Hallelujah mentioned in these six verses.
有多少次提到了这个 Hallelujah? 四次
Four, right?
四次
Four times. So, if you go through the whole Bible,
如果大家整个的把圣经看一看的话
you will find Hallelujah here in this chapter.
大家看见在哈利路亚这个在这里这个章节中
maybe you can find in the Psalm in the Old Testament
有可能大家会发现在诗篇或者在旧约中有哈利路亚
but in New Testament only here in this chapter mentioned four times
在新约中只有这个地方连续讲了四次哈利路亚
and you will see many people try to translateThe Bible into different languages.
大家知道有很多的人要把这个圣经把圣经翻成了不同的语言。
Do you know among different translations, there are few phrases never being translate, the translator always use as is.
大家有几个有几句话在这圣经中，作者们是共同的把这个就是把这个音翻译了一下，就是把音翻了。
Right. And hallelujah is one of the few phrase as is, never really interpret to any different other language.
Hallelujah 就是这几个很少的几个字中间，他们只是把音直接的写下来，但是没有。翻译成其他的语言。
Can you think of another term as is, never changed, never really translated?
大家有没有知道其他有没有词语？
Amen, right?
Amen.
So, this two terms, the two terminologies, hallelujah, will be used across the whole earth.
Yeah, 所以这个字 hallelujah 在整个地球上都是这样读 hallelujah.
You can use even in heaven.
在天上你也可以读这个字，叫 hallelujah.
Amen is the same way.
阿们也是同样的。
All right, Amen. What does it mean?
阿们是什么意思呢？
Amen. Every time we pray, the ending we all say Amen, which means
祷告的时候，结束的时候，我们就讲这个 Amen 这个字。
Yeah, and Jesus always said, Amen, Amen, I tell you.
耶稣一直这样说，阿们阿们，我告诉你。
Means truly, truly, I tell you.
是真实的，真实的，我要告诉你。
This is the most important thing. I will let you know. It's never change.
这个是最重要的事情，我要让你知道。这件事不变。
Right. That's the term Amen. And how about Hallelujah?
那个是阿们的意思。Hallelujah 是什么意思呢？
Yeah. There is an explanation in your Bible.
在这个圣经中，就在这里有一个解释。
Praise the Lord.
要赞美耶和华。
Praise Jehovah.
赞美耶和华的意思。
Hallelujah is praise.
Hallelujah 是 praise.
Yah is the name of the Lord.
Hallelujah 是赞美的意思。Yah 是神的意思。
Yes. Hallelujah means praise the Lord.
Hallelujah 就是要赞美神。
But how many times do we praise the Lord in our daily devotion?
但是有多少次我们在每天的和神亲近的时候这样赞美神呢？
One time, a brother told me that he knows something about the Chinese qi.
有一个弟兄有一次告诉我，他懂一些这个中文中这个有关运气的事情。
不是运气，它是
啊，
那个经脉，经脉
啊，经脉。
How do you translate 经脉？Well, this is something very, very Chinese, very difficult to.
Yeah.
Anyway, he will tell me, as Christian, praise the Lord, Hallelujah.
他告诉我在基督徒讲这个赞美神的话的时候。
It really release all your open up your the whole being open up.
他是说你的整个的人体就这样放松了，是
No, 不是放松，是 open
打开了
open. Yes, it's the most natural way you can connect to the Spirit of God.
这个是最自然的一种办法，这个办法能够让你和神。
相交、
嗯、
You know, God is spirit.
神是灵。
You worship him with the spirit and truth. That's what Jesus told us.
你在这里用灵和他相交。
Yeah. How do your spirit interact with God's spirit?
你怎样你的灵和神的灵能够相交呢？
Open your spirit.
打开你的灵。
And what's the easiest way to open your spirit?
怎样？什么办法是最简单的办法？
Praise Him.
就是赞美神。
When you announce Hallelujah.
当你在那里宣告赞美神的时候。
Let's try it. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Yes. Then you release your spirit to the Lord.
然后你就在这里把你的灵向神敞开。
Have you ever tried it?
你有没有这样试过呢？
Have you ever shout Hallelujah to the Lord?
你们有没有这样大声向神呼喊
Hallelujah
呢
yeah, This is something we should practice.
这个是我们要练习的方式。
Otherwise, you won't find a job in heaven.
不然的话，你在天上就找不到事做。
You will be unemployed.
然后你就在天上就失业了。
Yes, this is what something every children of God.
这个就是每一个神的儿女。
We should pray, practice how to praise Him.
我们要在这里练习怎样赞美神。
Why do we want to praise the Lord?
为什么要在这里赞美神呢？
Give me a reason.
告诉我一个原因吧。
Why do we want to praise the Lord?
为什么要赞美神？
You cannot find any reason?
找不到原因吗？
Oh, sometimes I do marriage counseling. I will, if husband and wife fight.
我有时候帮助夫妻关系的事情，他们有时候夫妻在那里吵。
That's very normal.
这个是很正常的事情。
But sometimes I will say, every time we talk, people always say, oh, the husband will complain about the wife, or the wife will complain about the husband.
每次在那里都是夫妻吵架的时候，都是丈夫在这里抱怨妻子，或者妻子抱怨丈夫。
After I listen,
我听了以后,
then I will ask,
然后我就问,
can you think about any goodness about your spouse?
你能不能想到你的配偶好的地方?
Sometimes you will be surprised.
有时候你很惊讶,
they won't think about one good things about your spouse.
他们想不出一件配偶好的地方。
All remember is, He or she is bad.
他的记忆中，他和他都或者他都是坏的。
No wonder our marriage is difficult.
所以真是怪不得我们的婚姻是这样的。
We only remember the bad part, not remember the good part.
我们只记得配偶的坏的地方。
When you will remember the bad, the good part.
当你记起他好的地方的时候。
When you first in love, right?
当你们起初相爱的时候,
you will think about, oh, how sweet, how good, wow, you are so happy.
你能够想到它是多美多好多甜美。
So, through these experiences, you will know that why Bible always mentioned we should offer the praises unto the Lord.
通过这些原因，你就会知道为什么圣经这样不同的 不断的讲, 你要赞美神。
Why? Very simple.
为什么?
You always remember the goodness you receive from the Lord.
你就会记得当初好的, 你从神得到那些好, 好处。
Don't take it for granted.
不要想把这个事情当作理所当然的。
Right. Once you take everything, goodness from the Lord or from your spouse, even from your children, you say, that's, of course, I deserve it.
每次你得到从神那里得到好处，从配偶那里得到好处，从你的孩子那里得到好处的时候，你说这个是理所当然的，我配得这些好处。Then
you lost something very important.
然后你就失去了一些重要的事情。
Right? You are not grateful.
你就不感恩。
You always complain.
你老是抱怨。
You always don't feel happy.
你 就不会感到快乐。
This is human nature.
这个是人的本性。
Myself included.
我自己也是这样。
So that's the reason Bible always asks us to be grateful.
所以圣经一直在这里要我们有感恩的心。
If we are grateful, we will praise the Lord.
如果有感恩的心的话,
我们就会赞美神。 We are grateful, we appreciate people do good things to you.
如果有感恩的心的话, 我们就很感激我们周围的人对我们的好处。
Tell your spouse, tell your kids, tell your friend, thank you very much, you helped me.
告诉你的配偶, 告诉你的朋友, 告诉你的孩子, 真是很感谢你能够帮助我。
And Bible said, this is the sacrifice of praise unto the Lord.
这个就是献给神的祭。
So when we come together,
当我们在一起的时候,
breaking the bread,
一起剥饼的时候,
why breaking the bread is so important?
为什么剥饼是那么重要呢?
Because that's the time you tell him, thank you, Lord.
因为这就是你告诉神，那个时候你告诉神，谢谢神。
Right? You show your appreciation to the Lord.
你把你的感恩献给神。
Why our church, we encourage people, everyone come Sunday, we come together, we praise the Lord. We encourage everyone open our mouth to praise the Lord.
为什么每个周日我们在这里聚集的时候，我们鼓励每一个弟兄姐妹打开你的，张开你的嘴，在这里赞美神。
You know, many people in the traditional church, the pastor will pray for you.
在传统的教会中，这个牧师会在那里替你祷告。
Right, and then you the only thing you have to say is Amen, and then you sit down.
这你只要做一件事情，就是阿门，说这个字，然后你就坐下了。
Right, so everything the pastor handles for you, he is a professional.
是啊。每一件事情都是这个牧师做的，他是这个专业人士。
Our church is different.
我们的教会是不一样
的。Because Bible told us we are the priest, royal priest serving God.
我们是圣洁的祭司，我们是在这里服侍神的。
We have a duty to serve Him.
我们有这个责任要侍奉神。
And in serving Him, you should learn how to be grateful to Him.
如果是君尊的祭司的话，你就会学到你要侍奉神，你是多感恩，向神感恩。
And the easiest thing you can do is open your mouth, praise Him.
最简单的事你能做的就是打开你的嘴，然后在这里赞美神。
Amen.
Amen.
Oh, all right. Now, you all promise you have to praise Him, right?
大家都答应了，大家要赞美神。
All right. Now, in this vision, in this chapter, the first six verses, you will see four hallelujah.
在这个第一个意象中，大家看见六节中有四次讲了哈利路亚。
Let's look at it. What's the reason behind it?
大家看一下，为什么这后面是什么原因呢
？Okay. You will see the background.
大家看一下背景。
The background is the big Babylon.
这个背景就是大巴比伦。
The Babylon has two parts.
大巴比伦有两个部分。
Part one is the woman.Called Great Harlot.
第一个部分就是那个大淫妇。
Who is she?
她是谁呢
？Do you remember my message? Who is she?
记得我的信息吗
？Huh? All right, that's the church.
就是这个教会。
The church supposed to be the wife of the Lamb.
教会应该是神羔羊的。妻子
but under conditions, this church totally changed.
但是在一些情况下，这个教会完全的变了。
They become totally in the name of God, but they are serving the idols and the political leaders.
在神的名下。虽说他们在神的名下，但是他们在那里侍奉的是偶像和政治的人物，
君王 kings and presidents, all these political power in union with the religion.
在这个君王，他们侍奉的是君王和世上的政治人物，在宗教的名下，他们联合在了一起。
So they become harlot.
然后他们变成了大淫妇。
And they persecute Christians.
他们在这里逼迫基督徒。
Those who are serving the Lord faithfully was persecuted even unto death.
这些忠心侍奉神的仆人们在那里被迫害，然后是被逼致死。
Recently, I received about 3 days ago, I received a short message from China.
三天以前我从中国得来一个信息，短信。
The message said very simple.
很简单的短信。
It's from Circle.In Guangdong.
In Circle.
Yeah. A group of Christians, I know them in person.
一些基督徒们我认识他
们。As today when we meet,
今天我们聚集的时候
four policemen come in.
四个警察进来了。
Tell us,
告诉我们
you should join three cells.
你们要去参加三次教会。
Otherwise, stop meeting.
不然的话，你们要停止聚会。
Please pray for us，
请为我们祷告。
Three days ago，
三天前。
So brothers and sisters，
弟兄姐妹们
，many many Christians are suffering on this earth。
很多基督徒在这个地上他们受逼迫。
Whether you are in China or you're in United States or in Middle East.
不论是在中国是在美国或者是中东。
Do you think people in the United States get persecuted because of faith?
你知道在美国因为有人因为信仰的原因也受逼迫吗？
Some people because of their message on the pulpit, people draw out guns, shoot.
因为有人在这个讲台上讲的信息，有人就拿出枪来射杀。
It's in the United States.
在美国是这样，也有的。
So brothers and sisters, don't think persecution can only happen in certain area, not in the United States.
不要想这个逼迫的事情在一些地方发生，这些就不在美国发生。
It can happen any place.
这个能够在任何地方发生。
If you want to be faithful to the Lord Jesus,
如果你要对神忠心的话，
Jesus told us there will be persecution.
耶稣告诉我们，那就有逼迫的事情会发生。
It should not be surprised.
应该不会，大家不会惊讶。
But the most surprised thing is you are not persecuted by unbeliever.
最惊讶的事情，你不是被那些不信神的人逼迫。
You are persecuted by Christians,
你在那里被基督徒所逼迫。
That's shocking.
那个是很惊，让人惊讶。
But Bible said it happened.
但圣经说这个就是这样。
Remember, I ask you, Jesus was persecuted by whom?
我告诉你们，问过你们，耶稣是被谁逼迫的？
He was persecuted by his own people.
他在那里被他自己的人。
By the high priest.
被大祭司所逼迫。
Who supposed to know God, study the Bible, serving God, but they persecute the Son of God.
那个大祭司应该是对圣经很熟，他是那里学神的话语、行神的话语的人，但是他逼迫了耶稣。
So many things, it's just beyond your reasonable mind. How come this is impossible? But it is possible.
很多事情是你不能想象、不能理解的，但是。你是说这不可能发生，但是发生了。
So brothers and sisters,
弟兄姐妹们，
in that kind of context,
在那些事情上，
when Jesus coming back,
当耶稣回来的时候，
he will fight his enemy.
他会回来和他的敌人作战。
All right, let's think about what happened. What's the ending of the harlot?The great harlot.
大家想一想，那个大淫妇最后的结局是什么？
Who kills him? Kills her? I should say that.
谁杀了那个大淫妇？
Jesus?
耶稣吗？
Raise your hand. Oh, you raise your hand.
举手。
No, she was not killed by Jesus.
那个大淫妇不是耶稣杀的。
Bible told us who killed the great harlot.
圣经告诉我们，谁杀了那个大淫妇呢？
The beast.
那个兽杀了那个大淫妇。
Remember? The beast and the ten kings joined together kill her.
那个兽和十个王在一起联合起来杀了那个大淫妇。
That was the ending of the great harlot.
那个是大淫妇的结局。
That's why, hallelujah, praise the Lord.
所以我们在这里要哈利路亚，要赞美神。
Do you know that's the reason there is hallelujah?
这个是赞美神的原因。
The great harlot who persecute children of God, who persecute those who made testimony for Jesus, they shout hallelujah.
那个大淫妇她在那里逼迫了神的儿女，她杀了神的儿女，所以。
Yes, and then she was burned by the beast.
她被那个兽烧了，烧死了，所以就有很多人说哈利路亚。
Revenge for those who are persecuted.
那些被这个大淫妇所逼迫致死的人在那里赞美神，说哈利路亚。
And then, if from the verse 1, verse chapter 19 said, Hallelujah, the first Hallelujah is because.Great multitude in heaven saying hallelujah, salvation first, second, glory, third, the power belong to our God.
所以天上很群众在天上大声说哈利路亚，是救恩、荣耀、全能都属于我们的神。
Salvation is we are saved by Jesus.
这个救恩就是说我们被神、被耶稣基督所拯救了。
If He did not save us,
如果耶稣基督没有救我们的话
，we have no hope.
我们是没有希望的。
We all know that.
我们都知道。
So when we go to the Lord, we can stand.Boldly in front of the mercy seat because the salvation.
我们能够到神的施恩宝座前那样的站立是因为神对我们的救恩。
And then his glory.
因为他的然后是他的荣耀。
The glory belongs to the Father.
这个荣耀属乎我们的神。
Glory belongs to the Son.
荣耀属于我们的圣子。
Glory belongs to the Holy Spirit.
荣耀属于圣灵。
Why?
为什么?
Because through ages,
因为历世历代以来,
God is glory.
神就是那荣耀。
We come short of the glory of God.
我们亏缺了神的荣耀。
Now, through Jesus' work, through the Holy Spirit's work, through the work of the Father, this glory be recovered.
所以现在因为圣父圣子圣灵的工作、
mm-hmm.
这个荣耀被恢复了
That's why Hallelujah
所以这些人在那里大声喊 Hallelujah
it's the hard work of the triune God
是那个三位一体的神的辛劳的工作
And then the power belongs to God
然后全能也属于神、
If we know the greatest power in the universe
这个宇宙中最大的能力
What do you say? What is the greatest power in the universe?
在宇宙中最大的能力是什么呢?
You will think, wow, Big Bang.
就是那个大爆炸吗?
No.
不是。
That's a physical power.
那个是物理上最大的能量。
But the true power is the spiritual power.
但是最大的能量实际上是
spiritual power.
是灵的能力。
Why?
为什么?
He can change this kind of person.Into his son's image.
他能够改变我们这样的人变成他儿子的形象。
He can deliver us from the power of sin.
他能够把我们从罪中能够拉出来。
He can deliver us from the curse of the flesh.
他能够把我们从肉体的诅咒中能够拉出来。
Big Bang cannot do that.
这个大爆炸是没有办法。
Right? Only the power of his love can change us.
只有神爱的能力能够改变我们。
So once you go through this process,
当你经过这些过程的时候,
you will appreciate
你能够很感恩,
God's glory, God's power, God's wisdom, God's salvation.
神的救恩,神的荣耀和神的拯救,神的能力。
You will shout hallelujah from the bottom of your heart.
所以你就能在从你的心中能够大声喊哈利路亚赞美神。
If you don't feel that, how can you shout?
如果你不觉得有这样的感受的话，你怎么能够在那里唱大哈利路亚呢？
And lastly, the last hallelujah, the fourth one.
的第四个哈利路亚。
There's reason.
有一个原因。
What's the declaration?
这个是怎样说的呢?
If you look at the verse 5 and 6,
大家看看第五和第六。
And a voice came from the throne, saying, Give praise to our God, all you his bound servants, you who fear him, the small and the great.
第五节,有声音从宝座出来说,神的众仆人啊,凡敬畏他的,不论大小,都要赞美我们的神。
Verse 6. And I heard,
第六节,
as it were, the voice of great multitudes, and as the sound of many waters, and as the sound of mighty peal of thunder, says, Hallelujah! What's the reason?
我听见好像群众的声音，众水的声音，大雷的声音说 Hallelujah! 什么原因呢?
For the Lord our God, the Almighty reigns.
因为主我们的神全能者做王了做宝座
He finally reached to the throne.
他最后到达了宝座。
He defeated all his enemies.
他打败了所有的仇敌。
He conquered the world.
占领了这世界。
He defeated the great Babylons.
他打败了大巴比伦。
He defeated the Antichrist.
他打败了那个这个敌基督。
He defeated the false prophet.
他打败了这些假先知。
He defeated, finally, he will defeat Satan.
最后他会打败这个撒旦。
On what position?
在哪个角这个哪个座位上呢？在哪个角度上
？Position，
那就是
他的
地位上。
地位上。But all these accomplishments on what position?
在所有的这些成就是在什么地位上呢
？As God or as human?
是作为一个神还是作为一个人
？As Son of Man.
他是作为人子打败这些。
That's chapter 8 of Psalm.
这是诗篇第八章。
How he defeat enemy, not because he's God, he defeat enemy. That's too easy.
这如果他只是神打败这些仇敌的话，那个是太容易了。
For create God who create everything.
神创造了所有的。
For him to defeat an angel, a Satan, is so easy, just like flipping a hand, right?
Yeah, 如果是他作为一个神来打败这个撒旦，作为他打败这个仇敌的话，是太容易了，就像一个手翻了一下，翻手，
易如反掌，
易如反掌，易如反掌，易如反手，
翻手，易如反掌
啊，易如反掌。
For God to defeat any angel, that'spiece of cake.
如果是神来打败任何一个天使的话，就像吃蛋糕一样容易。
Here you have to see when Jesus conquered everything is as a man, a son of man.
这里看见基督耶稣基督打败敌人，他是作为一个人的儿子来人子来打败仇敌的。
Chapter 8, Psalm.
大家看诗篇第八章。
verse 5.
第五节。
4 and 5. Let's read.
第四第五。
What is man that thou dost take thought of him, and the son of man, thou dost care of him.
便说人算什么，你竟顾念他；世人算什么，你竟眷顾他。
Yet thou hast made him a little lower than God. Actually, a little, pause, translate angels.
你叫他比天使微小一点。
And dost crown him with glory and majesty.
并赐他荣耀尊贵为冠冕。
Right? You will see God create human being.
你看见神创造了人。
With a purpose.
有这样一个愿望，有这样一个理由。
The man he created will defeat the angel.
这个人是神创造的，但是人要打败天使。
Satan is the final enemy.
撒旦是最终的敌人。
And how God defeat him is through men.
神怎样打败这个撒旦呢？他是通过人来打败。
But unfortunately, the first man, Adam, failed.
但是不幸的是，第一个人亚当失败了。
Right? So Jesus came as the last Adam.
所以耶稣基督来做最后的亚当。
He stand on the ground of Son of Man and defeat the enemy.
他在这个地上作为人子打败了敌人。
So brothers and sisters,
弟兄姐妹们。
Now we read chapter 19.
现在我们读十九章。
When the heaven, the multitudes shout hallelujah.
当天上的群众就是很多的人在那里大声喊哈利路亚的时候。
Not because God defeat the enemy.
不是因为神打败了敌人。
It is human being defeat the enemy.
是人类打败了敌人。
And who is the head of this human being?
这个人类的头是谁？
Christ Jesus.
就是耶稣基督。
He lead us together defeat the enemy.
他带领了我们一起打败了敌人。
That's why we who are redeemed by him, we can shout with him, Hallelujah, right?
所以我们这些被他拯救的人可以和他一起大声喊 Hallelujah.
His salvation, his power, his glory, all manifest through the utmost.
他的拯救，他的能力，一起随着这个呼喊到达了天际。
We should think what's God's purpose in our life.
我们要在这里想一想，神在
我们生命中的。We should appreciate why God wants us to work with Him to defeat the enemy.
我们要在这里感恩神，让我们和他一起在一起同工来打败这个敌人。
Today we don't see that yet.
今天我们还没有看到这一点。
We are not there yet.
我们还没到达那里。
But this is the ultimate goal.
这个是神最终的旨意。
And God tells us, one day you will do the job and finish it.
所以啊，神会告诉我们，神告诉我们，有一天你会最终做这样一个事情。
We are called for that purpose.
我们被呼召就是为了这个
目的。We are created and saved by that purpose.
我们在这里被创造也是就是为了那个目的。
Otherwise,Why we should be saved by Jesus, the Son of God?
不然的话，我们为什么要被神耶稣基督拯救，变成神的儿子？
You are too selfish.
你太自私了。
Right? We are too selfish. It's everything is for me.
我们很自私，因为我们总觉得每一件事情都是应该的，为我所做的。
There is no glory if everything is for me.
如果每一件事情都是为我的话，就没有。
God will manifest one important things.
神为我们彰显重要
的。The life of Christ, His Son.
他那个就是神儿子的生命。
Demonstrate one basic principle.
告诉我们一件重要。
Based on that single principle, He defeat the enemy.
就是因为这个唯一的要领，他打败了敌人。
Through the cross,
通过那个十字架。
Sacrifice His life.
为我们牺牲了生命。
He defeat the enemy.
他打败了敌人。
And in the same principle.
同样的原理
we as a human being
我们作为一个人
we have two choices
我们有两个选择
either live for yourself
或者是为你自己而活
you die with the sin
然后你随着你的罪一起死
or you live for Christ
或者你为耶稣活
you receive glory with him
然后你和他一起得荣耀
that's the bottom line
这个就是底线
brothers and sisters
弟兄姐妹们
we as Christian
我们作为基督徒
we don't live for ourselves we don't liveThis life for your own benefit.
我们不是为自己而活，这一生不是为了你自己的利益而活。
We live for the glory of God.
我们为神的荣耀而活。
You are in a battle.
你在这里是征战的。
We are in a battle.
我们在这里和神一起征战。
I hope you will see through this vision.
我希望大家能够看到这个意象。
Don't just look at the word and you read it and have nothing to touch you.Nothing. You don't feel anything.
不要只是读这个字句，那些句有你一点也感觉不到，那些没有触到你的心。
So what? Hallelujah has nothing to do with me.
在这里喊 Hallelujah 和我没关系。
Hallelujah is the cry of the saints throughout ages.
Yeah, Hallelujah 是那些圣徒们在我们历世历代中呼喊的。
Why we suffer for Christ?
为什么我们要为耶稣受苦呢
？Because this is the purpose.
因为这个是神的旨意。
So that's the first portion from verse 1 through verse 6.
这个是第一部分，第一节到第六节。
And then second part.
第二部分。
Verse 7 through verse 10.
第九到第十节。
That's the second subject.
第二部分。
What is that?
是什么呢？
Let us rejoice and be glad, and give the glory to Him, for the marriage of the Lamb has come. His bride has made herself ready.
我们要欢喜快乐，将荣耀归于他，因为羔羊婚宴的时候到了，心腹也自己预备好了。
So that's the God's Son marriage feast.
这个是神的儿子他的婚宴。
So we are all invited.
我们都被邀请。
Right? We all enjoy go to a wedding feast, right?
我们都很喜悦，我们如果能够去婚宴的话。
We all dress very well and, you know, go for the wedding.
我们穿戴整齐，然后去参加这个婚宴。
We all experience that.
我们都有这个经验。
Now, Bible tells us, one day you will be called to have a share in how should I word it? The greatest marriage feast in the whole universe.
对，圣经这样告诉我们，有一天我们就要被召，就是要参加这个婚宴，就是宇宙中最大的婚宴。
This is concerning his son.
这个就是和神的儿子有关。
This is the consummation of God's creation.
这个是神创造的确据。
Why do I say that?
为什么我要这样做呢？
Because when God created Adam,
因为神创造亚当的时候，
He also created Eve.
然后他就创造了这个夏娃。
Right? Today on this earth, the best thing you can find is a beautiful marriage.
在这个世上你能发现最美的事情就是婚姻。
But the most tragedy is also marriage.
最大的悲剧也是婚姻。
Right? Everybody dream about beautiful marriage.
每个人都在那里做梦，想要有一个美满的婚姻。
But most of the time you will find, start with a beautiful dream, end with also a tragedy dream.
开始的时候是一个最美的梦，然后结束的时候也是最悲伤的梦。
Right. So that's the paradox of life.
这个就是生命中的这个似是而非。
So
看上去好，实际上不好。
You will find the only thing you can achieve is through the salvation.
所以你看见唯一能够解决这个就是拯救，就是神的拯救。
A successful marriage is two party, every side willing to sacrifice.
这个成功的婚姻就是这两个人都愿意牺牲自己的利益。
A failure marriage is both side only stand for himself or herself only.
失败的婚姻就是这两个夫妻都是为自己的利益而考虑。
Everybody insists my right, then this marriage is hopeless.
Yeah, 如果夫妻两个都是坚持我的利益的话，我的权利的话，这个婚姻就是失败的。
We see every day.
我们每天都有看见。
Agree?
同意吗？
That's the secret of marriage.
这个就是婚姻的秘密。
So now,God hide the greatest mystery in our human relationship between husband and wife.
神在这里隐藏了我们人类中夫妻关系中的最大的秘密。
The reason we have marriage is in God's design, He has the ultimate marriage between His Son and with His church.
神在神的设计中，他有一个设计，就是设计婚姻的目的，就是有最大的婚姻，最终的婚姻是神的儿子和他的教会之间的婚姻。
And in this paragraph,
在这章节中
，finally reveal the heart of God to all of us.
神最终把他最终的希望向我们显现。
He said, "For the marriage of the Lamb has come, and His bride has made herself ready." What a statement!
Yeah, 这个是说，因为羔羊婚宴的时候到了，心腹也预备正好了。
So finally, God can be very, very happy. Said, "Ah, my son's marriage is coming."
最后，神在那里很高兴地说，我的儿子的婚姻到了。
And what is the trigger factor for that timing? Right.
是什么原因在在那个时候就是触发了这个儿子婚姻人的时间到了。
What determined that time?
什么决定了那个时间呢？
In Bible said, the bride is ready.
就是新妇要准备好了。
Right? The bride has made herself ready.
新妇让把她自己装扮好了。
So the key for this marriage is in whose hand?
这个婚姻的钥匙在谁的手上呢？
The bride.
在新妇手上。
If the bride is ready, then the marriage can begin.
新妇好了的时候，这个婚姻就可以开始了，婚宴就可以开始。
So who is waiting for whom?
谁在等谁呢？
Sometimes we think, oh, we are waiting for the Lord.
有时候我们想，我们在这里等待主。
Oh, actually it's not, the reverse is true.
实际上是反过来才是对的。
Bridegroom was ready long, long time ago.
新郎早早以前就准备好了。
Right? When Jesus finished the cross, resurrected from the death, raised to the throne in heaven, he was ready already.
当耶稣基督从死里复活，然后升到天上以后，那个时候已经准备好了。
Right? Everything was ready at that time.
那个时候就准备好了。
For the bridegroom portion,
在新妇的部分。
But he has to work.
新妇一定要在那里工作。
He has to work for the bride.
新妇要在那里准备，为了新郎而准备。
That's why the gospel has to be preached from Jerusalem all the way to the end of the earth.
所以那个是这个福音一定要在那里传播，从耶路撒冷一直传到地极的原因。
Yesterday in deacons meeting,
昨天在这个执事会的时候
，we invite a couple.
我们邀请了一个夫妇，一对夫妇。
Many of us know, at least you know Kevin.
大家也认识这个我们的 Kevin 弟兄。
Maybe some of you will know his newlywed bride, Samantha.
有些会认识他的新结婚的新妇 Samantha.
They came to share with us about their missionary work.
分享他们这个传福音的工作。
You know, one thing really, at least shocked me.
一件事情至少是触动了我。
He said, "We think in Middle East, in Iraq or Syria or Turkey."The gospel is very difficult to preach.
他说，我们想象中在中东的地方，那些在伊拉克其他的一些国家，福音是很难传播的。
Why?
为什么
？Muslim.
他们是穆斯林。
Right? They kill Christians.
他们在那里杀基督徒。
So we will think that's very difficult to preach gospel.
我们想象的中，那是很难传福音的地方。
But When Kevin shared with us yesterday morning,
Kevin,
he said, "No, that's not true anymore."
Kevin, 昨天和我们早上分享的时候，他说那个不是对的。
The easiest place to share the gospel is those countries.
最容易传福音的地方就是那些国家。
Iran,
Iran,
Iraq,
伊拉克
Syria,
叙利亚。
You just go and preach. People will come.And believe, accept the Lord.
你去在那里传福音，那些人就会来相信耶稣。
Just like after the Cultural Revolution in China.
就像文化大革命以后的中国的情况一
样。Yeah. Well, I preached gospel from 80s, 90s, even 2000. All these 30 years, everywhere you go.
我在那时候80年代、90年代，一直到00年代，
you
我在中国传福音。
That would be the tough place to share the gospel, but on the contrary, it's the easiest place.
你想象中那些地方很难传福音，但实际上是最容易传福音的地方。
God will surprise you.
神会让你惊讶。
You thought it's impossible.
你想象它是不可能的事情。
But to God, nothing is impossible.
对神来说，没有什么是不可能的。
Brothers and sisters,
弟兄姐妹们,
When God first asked me to preach in China,
当神当初叫我在中国传福音的时候
，I said no, impossible.
我说不不不，我不可能的。
I grew up in Taiwan.
我在台湾长大。
China is communist 共匪。
中国是共匪。
I will not preach to those 共匪。
我不向共匪传福音。
They are atheists.
他们是无神论者，他们会把我杀了。
That's reason number one.
这个是第一原因。
Reason number two.
第二个原因。
Too big.
太大了
1.2 billion at that time
12亿的人
I'm only one
我是一个人
No way
不行
If you split me 1,000 pieces not enough
如果你把我分成1,000份大概也不够
No way
不可能
Don't talk about that with me
不要对我说这个样子
Talk about anything else Don't mention this
讲其他的事情可以但不要这件事情
Oh Lord just keep on fighting with me
但是神和我在那里一直打架。
One day, a simple question. Lord said, I never ask you whether you can or you cannot.
一天，有一个念头告诉我，哦，神从来没有说你能做或者不能做。
I only ask you, are you willing?
神只是问你，你愿不愿。
Just like the little boy who has the, five loaves and two fish.
就像那个小男孩子只有五饼二鱼。
If you use that food, amount of food to feed 5,000 or 10,000, it's impossible.
如果用那个五饼二鱼去喂养五千人，完全不可能。
But Jesus didn't ask that little boy, "Are you able?"
但是耶稣没有问那个小男孩，你能不能
？Right? Jesus only asked a little boy, "Are you willing?"
你愿不愿？只是问那个男孩子，你愿不愿
？So when I come to that point, I say, "Well." I have nothing to say.
当我到了那一点的时候，我说，哎，我说不出话。
I cannot even worse than that little boy. I said, "Well, I'm willing."
Yeah, 我不可能比那个男孩还差。
So,
我只能说我愿意。
All the issue solved.
所以所有的问题都解决。
Whenever we are willing,
当我们愿意的时候
，then God is able.
神就能了。
Our young brother Kevin is the same way.
我们的年轻的弟兄 Kevin 也是这样一个情况。
Now I see thousand upon thousand young men like him willing.
我看见千千万万的年轻人，就像他的年纪，都说愿意。
God used these people to be his testimony.
神用那些人做他的见证。
They can shout one day, what?
有一天他们能够这样大声呼喊。
Hallelujah!
Hallelujah!
Jesus reigned.
Jesus is.耶稣坐宝座
Because his word fulfilled in those little people.
所以因为他的话语在这些小小的人身上
Yeah, these little young men, what can they do in this world?
那些年轻人他们在这个世界上能做什么呢
They cannot do nothing.
他们做不了什么事情
But when they are willing in the hands of God,
但他们愿意的话在神的手中
then God can do supernatural things.
神能够做超自然的事情。
Through the more difficult the circumstances is, the more glory it will manifest.
在那个越是困难的环境中，越能彰显神的荣耀。
So brothers and sisters, the feast of Lamb will be ready if the bride made herself ready.
所以。弟兄姐妹们，这个羔羊的婚宴就在那里准备好了，只要心腹一准备就可以开始。
The key is not in the bridegroom.
这个钥匙并不在新郎的手上。
The key is in the bride.
这个钥匙在心腹的手上。
Agree?
同意吗
？So brothers and sisters, we should be take our responsibility.
弟兄姐妹们，我们要负我们的责任。
And what's the responsibility here? This verse 8.
第八节，我们有什么责任呢
？What's the bride should prepare？
这个新妇要准备什么呢
？Prepare a fine linen，
就是要准备这个细麻衣。
Right. What does it mean the fine linen dress？
这个细麻衣的外衣是什么意思呢
？The interpretation is for the fine linen is the righteous acts of the saints。
这里就解释了。这细麻衣就是圣徒所行的义
Brothers and sisters
弟兄姐妹
It's the act
所行的
Your work
你的工作。
Some people will say, oh, people always emphasize work.
有人说，哎呀，大家总是在这里强调这个工作。
Oh, work, 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 work.
然后我们要天天工作。
Yes, we work may go to extreme.
我们有可能会工作，然后到了一个极端。
But I want to show you this is a balance.
但是我要告，这是一个平衡的事。
Balance between work and life.
生活和工作的平衡。
No, no.生命
的平衡。
Right. If you say I have life of Jesus,
如果你说我有耶稣基督的生命，
How can you show that?
你怎样显示出来呢？
The life has work.
这个生命就是有这个工作的。
Right. So if you have the life of Jesus, Jesus is a very, very diligent, person on earth.
如果你有耶稣基督的生命，知道耶稣是一个很勤奋的人。
Right. He even worked to the degree he has no time for food.
他那样的勤奋的工作，到了一个程度，他都没有时间吃饭。
He sometimes has to drag the disciples to the wilderness to retreat, so take a break.
有时候他要把那些门徒拉到这个旷野中做一个休息。
Because they work too hard.
因为他们工作的非常的辛劳。
Yesterday I listened to Kevin, their schedule shocked me.
昨天我听这个 Kevin 的他的时间表行程表是很惊讶。
He and his team member almost every day travel.
他和他的队友们每天都在这个旅行。
They have a burning heart.
他们有一个燃烧的这个心。
They want to make their fine linen ready.
他们在那里要把他们的细麻衣准备好。
That's this two verses, very important.
这个就是这两节所讲的。
And verse 9, verse 10 says, if you are invited to that feast, you are blessed.
第九、第十节说，如果你被邀请到那个婚宴的话，你是受祝福的。
But if you read Jesus' parable, he mentioned, if you are invited but you are not qualified, then you'll be outside biting your teeth, regret.
我们也读过耶稣的比喻，如果你不能被邀请去这个婚宴的话，你就在婚宴外面咬牙切齿。
Right? So you have choices.
所以你有选择。
You want to be invited or you will be biting your teeth.
如果你想要被邀请呢，还是要在那里咬牙切齿。
Who has the key?
谁有这个钥匙？
啊？You, right. Yourself, you decided.
你自己决定。
So don't take it for granted.
不要把这个事情当作理所当然。
It is a serious thing.
这个是很严肃的事情。
Okay?
大家
I hope everyone heard about this message.
我希望每个人都听这个信息。
And lastly,
最后
is the praising of the king finally full victory.
我们最后就是说在那里赞美神羔羊王最后的胜利。
Right. I think we have read from verse 11 all the way to the end.
我们已经读过十一节到最后。
Jesus has the full victory.
耶稣有最终完全的胜利。
Right. His name is the faithful and the true.
他是信实公义。
No, faithful and true. 那个诚信真实。
诚信真实。
Right. This is the contrast of the great harlot.
这个是和大淫妇完全相反的对照。
Religion is a lie.
宗教是一个谎言。
Right. 99% true, 1% lie.
99% is 对的。
Make the whole thing hard to detect.
是让这个事情非常难甄别。
Right.
什么是真的，什么是假的。
Right. But for Jesus, 100% true.
但对耶稣来说，他是100%真实的。
This is the way to defeat the enemy.
这个就是打败仇敌的办法。
Right. So, his name is also called the Word of God.
他的名也称为神的道。
And his name is the Lord of Lords the King of Kings.
他是万王之王，万主之主。
I think these are the very straightforward message in the Bible.
我想这是在圣经中非常直接的语言，直接的经节。
Because they are straightforward, sometimes we don't think in a deeper sense.
因为他们实在是太直接，所以我们就不往深里想。
But today, when I meditate this chapter, I feel there's very immediate urgency for all of us to think in a deeper sense.
我读这些经节的时候，我今天思想这些经节的时候，我想我们有一个很急的需求。要是往深里想
Make this chapter your personal challenge.
把这个经节作为你自己的挑战
If we take it seriously, we will not be regret.
如果我们把这个事情当作很严肃的事情的话，我们就不会后悔
Otherwise, someday we will be very, very sorry we did not pay attention.
不然的话，将来有一天我们就会很很悲伤，很后悔，因为我们没有注意这样的事情。
May Lord help us.
愿神帮助我们。
Let's have a word of prayer.
让我们有祷告。
Lord, we thank you.
主啊，我们谢谢你。
Thank you for your patience with us.
谢谢你对我们的忍耐。
You were ready long time ago.
你很久以前就已经准备好了。
Even on the cross, you said it is finished.
在那个十字架上，你说已经成了。
But For your bride,
但是你的心腹
is still dragging,
是一直在那里拖延拖延。
We give ourselves many, many different excuses.
我们给了自己很多的借口。
We try to argue with you.
我们在那里和你争辩。
We try to lie to ourselves.
我们对自己说谎。
We are not willing to face the fact.
我们不愿意面对现实。
Your word is so straightforward.
Your你的话是那样的直接。
Your truth is never changed.
你的真实从来不变。
But Lord, we somehow try to deny it.
但是神，我们要有时候我们否认这样的事情。
Lord, today you tell us again.
今天你告诉我们，再次告诉我们。
You want your bride be ready.
你要你的心腹准备整齐。
Then you can come.
然后你就会来。
There will be a great celebration.
然后有一个大的庆祝
Lord, make your bride ready for yourself
主啊愿你的心腹为你而准备成齐
Your will be done
你的旨意成就
On every one of us
在我们每个人的身上
This is our prayer
这是我们的祷告
May you do your work
愿你
through us
在我们的身上成就你的工作
Don't leave us behind.
不要把我们丢在那里。
Lord,
主啊
apprehend us.
帮助我们。
Fulfill your purpose.
完成你的旨意。
In Jesus' name we pray.
奉耶稣基督的名我们祷告。
Amen.
Amen.